What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's a unique camp in that sense where heavy D usually don't see that. I think it was like 12 and 8, but it was a really good week of camp. You see the size on some of these guys. Even practice yesterday, Pacer and I were talking, just comparing it to even our American League practice of how big some of these guys are, the Klebers, the Mertka, and then it was for me personally really good to see the progression from kids from year one, year two, how much stronger they got, how much better they looked on the ice. So, our team, we were up 6-2. We ended up losing. We couldn't score after the second half, but a really good week at camp. Yeah, I coach against him in the USHL, but he's a really, how do I explain it, the best way to kind of, it's an unfair comparison, but when Duncan Keith played, he was really wiry and his skating ability and just the intensity and the competitiveness, the game that he played, it was really impressive to see. And he's just an athlete. When you watch him skate, it's probably not, I would say, the cleanest stride, but like he's just hyperactive and he's really powerful, and his ability to close on guys was really impressive to see. Like he's going to be a really good player. Yeah, good question. I think from the progression, being in the USHL, it's a really hard league. It's a hard league to score, and to get defenseman of the year is really impressive. Now he's going to the Big Ten in Wisconsin, and that's you look at the leagues, it's hard to say which is the hardest college hockey league, but you look at I would say the Big Ten is the closest you're going to see to pro talent, just with the amount of first-round picks that you're going to see in that league, with teams like Michigan State and Michigan that have, 15, 18 high-end draft picks on their team. Like, he's going to be put in positions to defend against really highly talented players, and I think it's really good for him. And Mike Hastings and Todd Knott, who I know well, they do a great job there in developing players and teaching the players the right habits that they're going to need at the next level. So for him, his progression, I really like the steps that he took, not knowing the player and then going into college. Yeah, you see all the tools, the skating ability for a big guy. He's extremely raw. I think there's a lot of physical tools too, just in some of the testing numbers where, like, he's a really raw prospect is where how much mass he could put on, and his ability to skate and use his stick and defend is really good. And I think it was really good for him to come to camp and see, all the other players in the leagues. That there's a lot of really good players out there, just the talent level. It was really impressive. I play really close attention to the prospects. Even though I'm in Rochester, we have a group of players that we coach that are under contract. But I really, part of my job before, when I had both the general manager and coach, so I just have an appreciation for watching players like this guy right here. I watched him in college a lot down the stretch, what he did in the second half of the year. So I pay really close attention to the prospects, how they're developing, and, you know, because chances are over time you're going to have these kids, so you want to know their game, you want to know their strengths and weaknesses. So I actually watch a lot of the prospects.
From a professional perspective, get the professional level, what does Roddy Orton mean to you to progress?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for any defenseman coming up, to whether you're playing in the American League or the NHL, it's your, especially with his size, his ability to defend and skate. I think, you know, everybody now, you've watched what Florida's done and the decor that they have, the big physical defenseman, that their ability to defend. And I think working on his going wherever, I don't know what the plan is for him, where he's going to play next year. But the ability to move pucks, retrievals, those are things that are really important when you get to the pro level. Your ability to break the puck out and your ability to defend, and also probably the biggest thing is defending off the rush against speed. The way the game is played now, everybody's really good in transition, and his ability to surf is the term we use in hockey, to swing and try to kill plays in the neutral zone. I think when you watch the teams that are really good, everybody watch the playoffs. You look at Mikkola and the Ekblads and the Jones, Frosling. Their ability to get up, take away time and space is really important. And I think it's what everyone, why there was a trend of, I don't think there was a defenseman under 6 feet drafted in the NHL this year. So it's really important for young defensemen.
A year ago, we were probably asking you similar questions about,
yeah, yeah. I thought Konsa took huge steps in his game. I think it's really difficult now being in the league, my first year in the AHL, of how good the league is and how hard it is. And you know, there was times during the stretch of the year he was trying to figure it out, like the speed of the game, especially in the AHL. It's much like, probably a little bit more chaotic than the NHL, just the cleanness of the game, the physicality. Guys aren't always in the spots where they would be in the NHL positionally. But the game was a lot faster, and he had to play the game faster at a level that, you know, there's times where you can hang onto the puck and slow down the game, but he got a lot better as the second half went on. And if you look at, I would say probably his last 15 to 20 games, I think going back to the game, he had a hat trick in Belleville, which is a big, heavy, hard team to play against, and then you look at his production and what he did in the playoffs, I thought he came a long way. I mean, to have, I think he had a 35 points in the American Hockey League as an 18-year-old player is really impressive, and I thought he took huge strides in his game, especially away from the puck. I think that's the biggest thing is, at the next level, his guys, you lose track of it when you're a young player. You think it's about points and I got to score to get called up to the NHL. But Tyson Kozak is a great example of, it's about your habits and details away from the puck. Because when you get called up, the coach is going to want guys he trusts in those situations. And I think, not the production-wise, but Konsta got a lot better at being above the puck. Checking. He learned how to check, and I think that's really important for a young player's development. I like to use the term winning habits. You want to create, my job is to create winning hockey players, so when they get called up to Buffalo, they could be slot in and they don't miss a beat.
What did you think of Schultz this week?
He's good. He's really, I didn't know the player, knew him a little bit from the USHL, but you get the hockey sense, his ability to make plays. He's got a really good stick. He's good in good in front of the net, like tight area. So I thought he had a really good camp.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.